Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuma Perikei Halacha Dalid, and the Ezra the Shulchan Daf on Lamed Beis Amud Alpha on the top, and the article Shulchan Daf on Lamed Hey Amud Alpha on the top. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amma should have an Aliyah. So we continue with the Avodah Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and let's remember before we started talking about his Avodah Tyres, which was the past couple of Daf, the Kohen Gadol had already shechted his par, his bowl, and there's somebody standing mixing the blood so it didn't congeal. So the Mishnah tells us not also that a Misha who Amars by he took the blood from the one who was stirring it. He went to the place where he went into, this referring to going to the Kodesh Kedashim, because he had just went in there for the Avodah Ketores. So now he goes to the Kodesh Kedashim of Aron Malkim Sha'amad. He stands in the place where he stood, which is in between the Badim, in between the poles of the Aron. V'izay menu, and he would sprinkle from his blood, ach samalon, one above his shavu l'matan, and seven times below. V'lohim eschavim l'hazayis, loyal man v'loyal matan, el kematzlif. He didn't have kavanah to sprinkle above or below, rather like a matzlif, and the Gemara is going to explain what this means. And v'kachay mayna, this is what he would count when he was sprinkling, achas, one, meaning one sprinkle above, and then as he did the sprinkles below, he would say achas v'achas, one and one, achas v'shtayim, one and two, achas v'shalosh, one and three, achas v'arba, one and four, achas v'chamish, one and five, achas v'shesh, one and six, achas v'sheva, one and seven, and yotza, then he would go out. V'nichal kain hazav shayav heichal, he would then place the blood of the pyre on the golden stand, which is in the heichal. Then, hevilas asayir, they would bring him the sayir, the goat. Remember, there was a sayir l'Hashem and sayir l'Azazel, so this is a sayir l'Hashem, so they'd bring him this goat, shechle he shechted it, v'kibul mizrak his damai, and he would catch his blood inside the mizrak, nichnas makam shechas v'om makam he would go into the place where he went into, and he would stay in the place where he stood, and he would do the same sprinklings, one above, seven below. And it was the same exact sprinklings, not with kavanah to go above or below, rather like a matzlif. And he would have the same countings, one, one and one, one and two, one and three, so on and so forth. Yatsa, then he would go out again to the Kodesh Kedashim, and he would put the blood of the sire on the second golden stand in the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda Rehuda says, there was only one golden stand, and therefore, natal dam hapar, he would take the blood of the pyre off, and then v'hiniach dam asari, he would put the blood of the sarir, and now we have the next set of sprinklings. He would take the dam of the pyre and do what with it? V'hizim menu al pareches, he would sprinkle it towards the pareches, shekineged arm ribachotz, that was corresponding to the aron, just he's obviously outside of the Kodesh Kedashim, so he's sprinkling it towards where the aron is, achz mahan v'shev l'maton, one above, seven below, v'loyim eschav l'hazis loyim man v'lo l'maton el kamatzlif, here also, he didn't have his kavanah to do above or below, rather like a matzlif, and v'kachay man, this is what he would count. 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, 1 and 4. And the kachay mina, this is what he would count. V'chulu, natal dam asar. Then he would take the blood of the sar, and v'nich dam par, and put down the blood of the par. V'hizumen al parechas shekenegar arun b'chutz, and do the same hazais, the same sprinklings towards the parechas, corresponding to the arun outside. Achzmal and v'shevel matan, v'loyim eschav hazaz, loyman, el kamatzah, v'kachay mina, this is what he would count. And so now he just did the same sprinklings with the blood of the par and the sar inside the Kodesh Kedashim and outside of it in the heichal towards the Kodesh Kedashim, towards the pareches, and then irodama pyre sech dama sire, he would pour the blood of the pyre into the blood of the sire, v'nasan samal secharikon, and then pour the full one into the empty one. And then the pasuk tells us v'yotza al mizbech hashel lifnei Hashem, he would go out to the mizbech that's in front of Hashem, v'chiper olav, and he'd mechaper on it zem mizbech hazav. This is referring to mizbech hazav, and this is another blood application which we're going to be discussing later on. So first of all, the Gemara says mal kematzlif. What does it mean kematzlif? That he was sprinkling this one above, seven below, like a matzlif. So Shmuel bar Chananya says b'shem Reb Lazar, kimetavreid, like one who's whipping. When a person would whip, the whip goes subsequently downwards, first the top by the shoulders, and a little bit lower on the back, and then a little bit lower. And it was the same thing with these sprinklings towards the aron. The blood would be flicked, if you will, like a whip, a little bit closer to the aron, and then a little bit further away, and then slowly but surely further away from the aron. Now we explain why he counted the one that he did above with the ones that he did below. Why does he have to say one, one and one, one and two, one and three, achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim? What's the importance of that? So says, so he doesn't make a mistake. Since he has to count one above and seven below, if he just does one, two, three, four, five, then he might make a mistake. And once he reaches number seven, he's going to stop because he has to do seven below. And he's going to say, oh, well, I did seven. But really, in essence, he only did six. He did one above and six below. So that's why he has to count one, achas, that's the one above. And then he starts again, achas ve'achas, achas ushtayim. And that way he gets to seven. Now, Rabbi Zeira addresses a different point. Why doesn't he just count till eight? Why not count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then he doesn't have this issue? And the answer is so that he finishes off his hazayas with the number 7. Since the pasuk says yaze sheva pa'amim, we want him to end off with the number 7. So he says achas, achas va'achas, and then he ends off with the number 7. However, the Gemara on this Faktani, we have a brass that says sheva va'achas, that he counts a different way where he ends off with the number 1 and not with the number 7. So this Merav Zeir is not necessarily true. Now Amar of Bon, Rabon gives a different answer. He's arguing with Rabbi Yechanan, the why is it that he counts the one above above with a 7 below, that's because Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Al Pnei HaKapiras 7, towards the Kapiras 7, and Matam Olimer Yazeh, why is the Pasuk going to say Yazeh? It repeats this lashon of sprinkling twice, because in this Pasuk it says, V'lakach midam apar, V'hiza be'etzba'ay, and then it says, Yazeh Sheva pa'amim, so why repeat that? It must be to tell us, Kedei Shetei Hazoy Rishonin Nimnus Imayin, that the first Hazoy, the first sprinkling, the one above, is counted with the 7 below, and that's what we have 1, 1 and 2, 1 and 3, so on and so forth. They have to be counted together because that's when we're in the pasuk. Now we explain the part of the Mishnah that says he didn't have kavana to sprinkle not above or below. Now what does this mean, above or below? So let's remember, he's in the Kodesh Kedashim sprinkling towards the Aron HaKodesh, and on top of the Aron we have the kapiras, which is the cover of the Aron. And so Mishnah is telling us, when the Kohen Gadol did the sprinkling, he didn't have kavana to get the blood on top of the kapiras or on the side of the kapiras, rather he just sprinkled it. So we get into more detailed discussion. The pasuk says, "V'hiza Israel kapiras," and he sprinkled on the kapiras. Now yachal agaga, you might think that means it should be on top of the kapiras. It should actually land on the top of the aron. So the pasuk says, "V'lifnei kapiras," in front of the kapiras, and that tells us it just has to be before it or in front of it. Lam bezo and bezo on top, yachal al mitzcha. So you might think that it should be on the metzach, which literally means the forehead. In other words, it should be on the side or on the edge of the kapiras. So the pasuk says, "Al v'lifnei," and tells us that it does not need to land on the kapiras, on the side of it either. So not on top and not on the side of it, rather it's sprinkled towards the kapiras, but it lands on the floor in front of the aron. However, Machlek is about this. Rabbi Zeira says, the blood actually does have to touch the kapiras. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, it does not have to touch. Now, Rabbi Bar Chia, he suggests that time of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's source for this, because regarding the dam of the sire, the pasuk tells us, v'hizo oisei al kapiras lefnei kapiras, and he should sprinkle it on top of the kapiras and in front of the kapiras. Now, in regards to the dam of the par, it says, and he should do it lefnei kapiras. So we have the word kapiras being mentioned in both of these psukim. What do we learn from here? Ma kapiras shenra alon, just like the kapiras that said over there in the case of dam of the par. And here we have a little bit of a gears of change. Loyal mitzcha and loyal gaga, that's not on the side, that's not on the top, and ve'enu tzokshen again, doesn't have to actually be touching it. Af kapiras shenra kan, so to the kapiras over here that said by the sayer, loyal mitzcha, loyal gaga, ve'enu tzokshen again, it's not talking about hitting the side of the aron or on the top, and it doesn't have to touch it at all. It just lands nearby. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef says the mizvah sar Rabban Bar Chiya, Rabban Bar Chiya clearly holds that hazay sayer shalmala. The sprinklings of the sire that are done above are learned from the sprinklings of the par, which are done above. However, Enoi Kain, that's not so. El rather, Hazoi sire shelamaton, lemedes mezaris par shelamaton, sprinklings of the sire that are done below are learned from the sprinklings of the par that are done below, and therefore this raya is not a good one. Now we continue discussing this at length, but beforehand, let's just get a few things clear. Again, we're talking about two different sprinklings, two different hazoyos, with the dam of the par and the dam of the sire, and both of them have to be sprinkled above and below, lamalon and lamaton. However, it's not 100% clear in the psukim what needs to be done where. That's because the pasuk in regards to the dam of the par says v'hizabetzbal p'neka pyres kedma l'fneka pyres yaza sheva pa'amim min adam betzbai. So regarding the sprinklings that are done below of the dam of the par, it says 7 times, but it doesn't say anything of what's done above. And by the dam of the sire, it says v'hizo oisei al kapars l'fneka pyres, which is mashma that one sprinkling is done above and doesn't say anything about below. So the Gemara tells us as follows. The pasuk says, "V'hiza oisai al kapiras." That's proper girsa. He should sprinkle it on the kapiras, and this is with the dam of the sa'ir. That tells us he does one above. But then when the pasuk says, "V'lefnei kapiras," in front of the kapiras, "Eni de'akama." I don't know how many that's referring to because there's no number that's said. Now, harayani don, I can make a chashman as follows. Now, matan dam b'sar l'malon. It says that there should be sprinklings of the dam of the par below and sprinklings of the dam of the sa'ir below. Ma matan dam umurim par l'maton sheva. Just like as we just read the pasuk before, that the matan dam of the par below is 7, because that's stated explicitly. So to the matan dam of the sire below is going to be 7. However, maybe you should go this way. In other words, maybe you should make a different cheshbon. It says by the sire itself, the blood should be above and below. And just like the dam of the sire above is supposed to have one sprinkling, as the pasuk says beferush, so to the dam below should also be 1. Maybe that's what we learn. So we say, near let's see what it's more comparable to. Don shalmaton mishalmaton ve'in don shalmaton mishalmalon. Maybe we should learn below from below, meaning the sa'ir below from the par below, and not learn the sa'ir below from the sa'ir above. Or maybe go this other direction. Don dam ha'sa'ir midam ha'sa'ir ve'in don dam ha'sa'ir midam ha'par. Maybe we should learn blood from the sa'ir from blood from the sa'ir. Therefore, we will learn below from above, and we're not going to learn dam ha'sa'ir from dam ha'par. So Rashi tells us, that's why we have the pasuk that says is by the sa'ir va'asas damai kasher aslo dam ha'par. Do with its blood like is done by the dam of the par. My dam of par, Maton Sheva, just like by the Dhamma Par, below his seven, as the Pasuk says, Beferush, Avdhamma Sayer, Lamaton Sheva, so to the Dhamma Sayer, below is seven. Now, what about above? Ve'inidea Kamalitain Midam Hapar Lamalon. I don't know how many sprinklings to do to the Dhamma of the Par above. And so we have the same Cheshbin. Nemar Matan Dhamim Basar Lamalon, Venemar Matan Dhamim Bapar Lamalon. It says Matan Dham by the Sayer above, and Matan Dham by the Par above. Ma Matan Dhamim Amurim Basar Lamalon Achas, just like the Dham, which is done by the Sayer above, is one, as the Pasuk says, Beferush, Af Matan Dham Amurim Par Lamalon Achas. So to by the Par, the Matan Dham above should also be one. Oil Cholichodar Chazu. You should go in this direction. Nemru Dham Lamalon, Venemar Dham Lamaton. It says Dham above and below. Mada Amurim Lamato Sheva. Just like the blood Lamato is seven, as it says, Beferush by the Par, Avdar Amurim by Lamalon Sheva. So too, the blood above should be seven. And once again, we make the same cheshbin. Nir l'midayme. Let's see what's more comparable to. Don shalamalim shalamalim vein dom shalamalim shalamaton. Maybe we should learn above from above and not learn above from below, and therefore it would be just one and not seven. Oil chalichadar chazu. Maybe go in this direction. Don adam apar midam apar vein don adam apar midam asar. Maybe we should learn dam apar from dam apar and not dam apar from dam asar, and therefore it'd be seven above, just like it's seven below. As the Brisa says, Tamalar, we have a pasuk that tells us va'asuz damak asher asal dam apar, do with its blood like he did with the blood of the par. Then that tells us you call mas of shavin, that everything that's done with the dam of the par and sire should be exactly the same. Ma dam par lamatan sheva, just like the dam of the par below is seven, av dam asar lamatan sheva, so the dam of the sire below is seven, and ma dam asar lamalon achas, just like the dam of the sire above is one, av dam par lamalon achas, so the dam of the par above is one. Now the pasuk tells hakodesh, as in mechiper al hakodesh. What do we learn from here? Tzar chavin kenegad hakodesh, yes, mechavin towards the kodesh. And getting into another discussion, Arv Nechem Ruchami says as follows: the pasuk tells us v'yotzal mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, and he should go out to the mizbeach which is in front of Hashem. And the question is, what's this referring to? Arv Nechem Ruchami tells us l'fisha matzano par ba'al kol mitzvos. Since we find regarding the par haba'al kol mitzvos, now this is the par which is a chatos. It's brought by a kohen gadol when he's over specific averus and has many similarities with zavayis hadam to the par in the sayer of Yom Kippur. So since we find by this par the kohen gadol shu omer chotzal mizbeach umazal parchas b'shash umazeh, that he stands outside, meaning behind the mizbeach hazav, and he sprinkles towards the parayches when he does a sprinkling the blood. So yachal azakein, you might think that this is the same thing, meaning the par in the sar of Yom Kippur, that the kohen gadol is the same thing. He stands behind the mizbeach, meaning the mizbeach hazav is in front of him when he does a sprinkling towards the parayches, and therefore tamalim the pasuk says v'yotzal mizbeach hashel lefnei Hashem, he should go out to the mizbeach. Now we have to explain what this teaches us. Ve'echan haya, so where was he that he's going out? Lefnei min hamizbeach. That's mashma that he was within the mizbeach. In other words, he was in front of the mizbeach hazav. The mizbeach hazav was behind him, and he was facing the parayches directly. And then when the pasuk says v'yotzal mizbeach hashel lefnei Hashem, that means he's going out, meaning he's going behind the mizbeach or beyond the mizbeach, only after he does the hazayis. You see clearly that when he does the hazayis of the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, he's not behind the mizbeach, he's in front of the mizbeach. However, the Brisa suggests, maybe the pasuk is talking about the mizbeach hachitzayin. In other words, when the pasuk says v'yotzal mizbeach, it means that he should go out to the mizbeach, which is out in the chatzar, which is the main mizbeach, and he sprinkles the blood over there. So tamalim, so the pasuk says, asher lefnei Hashem, ha'inu medaber el mizbeach apnimi, it must be we're only talking about the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach hazav. And that teaches us that our original limud is correct. Now by the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, he's standing facing the parayches with the mizbeach hazav behind him. That's where he does the hazayis. And then when it says v'yotzal mizbeach lefnei Hashem, he walks beyond or behind the mizbeach hazav, and this is clearly different than the par ba'al kol mitzvos. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss something similar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.